Master cartons. A master carton is a sturdy, perhaps semi-reusable, container used to hold multiple units in their consumer packaging. Labeling on the outside of the master carton indicates the contents. While most master cartons are used for multiple quantities of the same item, they can also be used to hold related SKUs, such as different sizes and styles of shoes. In the latter case, the carton may have a line item list or packing list on the outside for ease of locating specific goods in the back room of the retail establishment. Various criteria affect the optimal size of a master carton, ease of handling. Master cartons should ideally be light enough to be handled by an individual without using handling equipment. Economies of scale and transportation. The number of units in a master carton should facilitate economies of scale and movement while adhering to weight and bulk restrictions. Customer preference. It is important that retailers buy in master carton quantities, so distributors and manufacturers should consult with retailers to determine ideal carton sizes. Packaging efficiency. Efficiency decreases in direct relation to unit size. This is why smaller containers of a product generally cost more than the same quantity in bulk form. Packaging efficiency is measured by dividing the amount of cubic space actually occupied by product by the amount of cubic space the master carton occupies. For example, if 4 circular containers of bleach occupy 5,653 cubic centimeters and fit snugly in a box that is 20 times 20 times 20 centimeters, 8,000 cubic centimeters, then 5,653 equals 0.7066 equals 70.7% carton efficiency. However, if 8 smaller bottles of bleach occupy 5,024 cubic centimeters and fit snugly in the same box in 2 tiers with a cardboard divider, then 5,24 equals 0.628 equals 62.8% carton efficiency. Sales velocity. Items that sell slowly might be placed in smaller master cartons than materials handling might otherwise desire, thus minimizing inventory holding costs at the trade-off of having more materials handling expense. The alternative is to ship individual units in assortment packages. Designing a master carton. Master cartons would ideally be identical in size so that they could be stacked interchangeably. However, this is usually impossible, as the master carton would be too large and leave empty space for some items or be too small for others and require multiple cartons. Therefore, master cartons usually come in different sizes for different products. The principle of modular packaging can be used, however, to ensure that the various sizes all stack together neatly within the master carton. When other trade-offs allow, the smallest carton size can be increased by using multiples of the smallest carton's height, width, and/or length to ensure that the cartons can be stacked at even layer heights. Another goal for optimizing master cartons is that they fit on the organization's standard size pallet when stacked with other master cartons. This is done by ensuring that the heights, lengths, and widths of one or more cartons sum to a standard size pallet height, length, and width. In the prior example, a 6x4 configuration of 20x20 cm boxes would fit the particular pallet design of 120x80 cm, and the height limit of 160 cm also works out to exactly 8 20 cm tiers. Exhibit 4-43 shows how modular master cartons might be designed using multiples of the smallest carton. Exhibit 4-43, Modular Master Carton Design. Sometimes a larger carton is the main carton and the smaller cartons are designated as half or quarter cartons and so on, but the principle is the same. Master cartons for direct-to-customer business models often use this modular carton design because it is preferable to have a limited number of box sizes. However, because a wide variety of items are shipped, the box sizes will not be ideal for minimizing cube space. In many cases, the boxes will be overly large for the product and will be filled with airbags. This issue is an inefficiency that some innovative logistics professional might get solved. Note that the cartons will be marked with the box maker's mark and box burst strength, which determines how much weight a carton will hold. Additionally, it will include the number of corrugated layers or applied of wall thickness, including single wallboard, double wallboard, and triple wallboard options. Products shipped in humid climates will require a higher ply to retain the same strength. Non-corrugated boxes also exist. These are a single-layer cardboard or paper product that is far less durable and usually requires a plastic wrap or other protection.